Okay, we're on Sif Lamed, which is the back of the booklet. There were extra pages for the next page, which apparently our supply has been depleted, but there's only one Lamed in Resh Chav Ches. Mark, you got it. You have to be more confident. You always get it right. You're not confident. When they teach you in law school to pretend you know. All right. All right. We have been learning for the last, excluding last week, but the previous weeks, we have been learning the halachas of the cheirim of a tzibur. Sif chaf hei through lamed dalid are the rules of a cheirim. And I think when we started it, I foolishly said we'll finish it in 1 week, which didn't happen. But this being the third week on the topic, we will, Bezus Hashem, finish. We're up to Sif Lamed. I just would like to recount the yesod that has been this section, the small section of the Siman. And the rule, which was in Sif Chaf Hei, was that a tzibor has the power to make a nidoy or a cherim on the tzibor. The tzibor, presumably, is a community or a city or certainly a country, has the power to make a cherim, which is binding on everybody in the community. And the chiddush was that it does not have dinei shvuah, even if you use the lashon shvuah. That was the chiddush of Sif Chaf Hei. That when the tzibur makes the cherim, they themselves have the right to remove the cherim. They have the right to remove the cherim, and therefore it doesn't need ataras nedarim. That was the rule of this set of these 9 or 10 seifim. The tzibur makes the cherim. The tzibur could take it off because that's the derech of a tzibur. And it doesn't require ataras nedarim. We said, even if they say a lashon shvuah, it's just la'ayim, it's just a strong lashon of a cherim. And it's a whole different parasha. Sif Chaf Hei to Lamed Dalet should have been his own siman. It's the rules of a cherim that a community makes. And as you know, until the last 100 or 200 years, it was very common. The communities had rules, had charamim. And the cherim is outside of Hilchis Nedarim, outside of Hilchis Shavuos. The tzibur could remove it without a Pesach or Charata. On the other hand, when they remove it, it's Megas Gaius. It only removes it from now and on, because it's not a neder, it's not a Taras Nedarim. It doesn't have the restrictions or the benefits of Hilchis Nedarim. A Cherim Shuta Miktsasa Eloiho Tekulai, we said. A Taras Nedarim, when you matter a neder, Miktsasa, you matter the whole thing. But a Cherim not. A Cherim is a Kayach HaTzibur, which sort of has its own set of rules. And that was the basic idea. Now I want to mention to you that Beis Yosef brings, and I saw this in the Aruch HaShulchan, Eis Kuf Yud Dalet, the Rivash says, in the name of the Rajba, that Eini Roya Lidvarim Elu Iker Klal. I don't know where this all comes from. Where does this power of Cherim, if it's part of Hilchis Nedarim, so we'll find a way to connect it to Hilchis Nedarim B'Shulus. But where does it come from, this idea that the tzibur could decide something and make a cherim as binding on everybody? Yes. So hopefully later today I'll bring a makar for one of the other rishayim. I want to talk about Yosef as well as this week's parish, as a matter of fact. Okay, so remind me at the end to get to it. But, what? So when an individual leaves a community and moves, so we that was mentioned in Sif Chaf Tes, the very last thing we learned at the end, where it said that if the cherim was made as a siyag or a geder for a halacha, then they have to continue with the neder. And the example that Ramah bore was Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom, not to marry two women, that even if someone moves away from an Ashkenazi community, it's still binding. So what it says in Chav Tes is if the Cherim was just something unique to the community, they made a rule that you have to stop at stop signs or some other outrageous rule like that, so then if you move, it's not binding. But if it's siyag for a Torah, for a din Torah, than it is.
But then the Rabbi Geshem made this, nobody else.
But since the Rabbeinu Geshem, well, if you never lived in a community that was makabel, it's not binding. Here it's saying you lived in a community that was makabel the cheirim, and v'hoch tzasam li'aracher eslader. And then you move away. So if it was a siyag, then it continues. A siyag, two navi, two wives. I assume that it's for shalom bayis. I assume shalom bayis is considered a Torah value. I hope so. No, it's worth it. Yes. If you what?
What are you involved
with? So we're going to get to that now as well. There are two questions. What are the consequences, which is what which we're going to have in the Shulchan Aruch, and what are you over, which I have here a Ramban that I would like to read when we finish these dinim. What are you over? Well, there are city ordinances, and there's a cherem. A cherem is something that's done with a certain tekifus, a certain strength. That someone violates it, he's in cherem, which we're going to discuss and what that means. Excuse me, about the bnei baishan who moved, and that even if the siba is bottle, right? The gemara psachim, they have to keep the father's takana. They said our fathers were rich, right? So the takana not to travel for business on Friday. Yeah, so we did mention that. That's not really the chilma hakohol, but it's brought as a dimyon to it. But it doesn't show the makar and the Torah for it. The Rashba is saying that he doesn't know where it comes from. He agrees with such a thing, but doesn't know where. Okay, so let's learn. We still have lamid, lamid aleph, lamid beis, lamid gimel, lamid aleph. We still have the last sifim on this set of rules. So we're going to believe that, but we will in Yitzhak Hashem complete it. Let's see, Sif Lamed is relatively simple. Sibor sheskimu al inyan echad. And nishbu kol ishmehem olav. So here it's a change. Till now, they made a cheirim. Here, they're not only that Sibor made a cheirim, but the people took an oath to follow the cheirim. The people swore to follow it. That is different. Here, it's not just a cheirim, it's a shmua also. So tzibor sheskimu al inyan echad. V'nishbu kol ishmehem. Allah, they swore, they took an oath, they said, until now they were not nishba, so it's not a shmua, and the tzibur could remove the cheirim without a taras nedarim. That was sifchafei, that it doesn't have dinei shmua. Siflamin is, if they swore to follow, elev takadash yischar to kulam, it's like a neder al das rabim, v'yimtzu pesach l'shmuasam, kishar shmuas na'alma. Need a Pesach, who had the Charata, for the Shvua, and it's like all Shvuas to Alma, the Yetirulam Gimel Anoshim, and you do Ataris Nidorim, but they have to be people She'ein Nam B'Bnei Ha'ir. How do you understand that?
Otherwise they're under it.
Right. What?
They can't have the same effect.
So I would think it's because they're Negabedavar. I would think they're Negabedavar, which the Shach, in the beginning of the Simits of Katan Yud, said that a Negabedava could be one out of the three in the Basdin. It could be one out of three, even if he has Negias. But the Gra here says a different reason. The Gra says, why do you need people from out of town? So Gra Peivav says, Sheinech Neyachayim Lahatir, Dava Kamay Nidre Atzmai, Shein Matir. The Gra says, Yechidish, that since the Tzibor made this together, so it's not Negias, it's, I'm sorry, it's not okay. Nothing to a tradition. So it's Nidre Atzmai, which it can't even be one of three in a Bezin. So if it's Sibur all together make a Neder, it's like all of them made the Neder as one, and they all have to find Psachim to be Matir. And the Shulchan Aruch says, in Pischam v'charata sam shava achas l'kulam, if the Pesach v'charata is equal, they all have the same reason. And they pass some new tax law or something that makes it not a good idea to do what they did till now. So it's the same Pesach for everybody. If everyone has his own reason,
so what we're saying is that Shavuos overrides Halal.
Yeah, so the chiddush here is a chiddush that even though we said earlier that if the tzibur makes a cheirim b'lashon shvuah, we say the shvuah is only la'ayim. The shvuah itself is not meant to be a shvuah. It's meant just to enforce. So that's when the tzibur used the lashon shvuah. When a yachid did a shvuah, then the shvuah is chal. It's chal al das rabim. I don't know if it's a gigantic chiddush, but that's what it says. Vayel el kasafti, says the Rama, deish vishayimir kagav the mikri nishbal das rabim. Marik miu yeshchaltkim siru kolachim yachal eschayit v'lashal nidrei avapi shein chaver v'schartim. So Shaila, if this is called Nishba al das Sibor, he brings Chalukei Deis, and the Shach Peches struggles to be miyashiv the Shitas. Because here the argument the Ramah is whether this type of situation is called the Shual das Rabim. They bring two Shitas, the Shach is bothered, each Shita traces itself back to the Ramban. So there can't be two shittas if they're both the Ramban. And the Shach, if you want Shach Peches, I didn't understand fully the Yish of Advarim. But be that as it may, the Tzibur certainly could be matir together. All right, so this is Siflamid. Again, I told you Hilchos Chayim are not so common today. They make Haramim, and that they make a Rabbin should make a Shvua to keep the Chayim is probably even less... If individuals take, I don't know exactly 50%, but if people do it individually, not as a group, even if they all do it, but if everyone does it in the privacy of his home, that's not Adas Rabbin. Adas Rabbin means it's understood we're a group and we're all gonna do it together. You know, people get together and they say
90% do it, 95% do it,
and the others. Okay, so the Sif Lamed Aleph talks a little about individual troublemakers who want to be out of it. And we'll see what it says. It's actually not exactly what you're saying, but let's see. All right, so Sif Lamed, as I said, is a relatively simple Sif.
Is the individual Shvua to be paying the Chayim? So if the Tzibur annuls the Chayim, is the Shvua still paying?
It's a good question. If the Shvua was to keep the Chayim and the Chayim is off, why is the Shvua Kayim? The language is a very good question. I don't know. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Shvua is still Kayim. Because why does it help? He's going to be mad to his Shvua. He starts to keep it off the Chayim. So it must be that the Chayim is possible.
Did they make a Shvua to keep the Chayim? Did they make a Shvua about that Inyan? Each one made a Shvua about the Inyan.
Perhaps. The Lashon depends on the Lashon that they say. Yeah, the question is good. I don't know the answer.
What about like Mushbal Har Sinai, and if something happens where maybe there's a need, for instance, like this thing with Rabbi Yisrael Salanka, that they shouldn't fast on Yom Kippur that year, what's the what's going on? Is that something like this? You know,
no, because you're not supposed to fast on Yom Kippur if it's a sakon. See, there he was putting it into the rules; he wasn't going out of them. Unless he's Siflam and Aleph. Kahal shuraitzim lahatir askama b'cheirim. Here it's not talking that the whole tzibur didn't want to be makabalit. It's talking where the tzibur wants to undo a cheirim. The yesh meichim, and there are some who disagree. It does happen sometimes in the tzibur that some disagree with the prevailing thought. Helchin achar, what's the next word? I thought it said helchin achar harav. You go by a majority. Shemroi maskirim lahatir matirim. That you go after a majority, and a majority rules to be matir achirim. Now, this idea that the majority rules, look in Shach Peites, he brings Hochen acharoi b'makom sheish minik shloi levatal askama ad she eskimu kulam. Apparently, the communities where they made a chayim, you have to get every single person to agree. Not so likely. So the Beis Yosef says it can't be mad. He can't be shem chuvas harajba. Because the shem harashbats shachshav minhagim mishtanim midar ledar. Today, communities change their practices from generation to generation. Me'olam loy nishma shebebitl shumas kama toil mechas yachid. Never heard such a thing that a mechavan individual could help. Elach and acharoyv minhage hakihila. All changes in a kihila go basarai. This would mean if a kihila wants to change from Sfar to Ashkenaz or whatever it might be, different harhagis that a tzibur may have, to say yaitzrus, not to say yaitzrus, whatever, all the things that are minhagim rather than halachis, so these things can change al pi rai vatzibur. That's what the Gemara says. It has to be within the bounds of halacha, but then you can do it. Mendy wants to know if a tzibur wants to get together and say Tachton HaChanukah and Rosh Chodesh, whether they can do that. That's so back to the Shulchan Aruch. So you go bust a Rav, what? A Rav and a Rav. You know what the rule is. Yeshli Rav. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Reimann, the Lashon of the Shach is Reimann Higei HaKok. The Shach is going with the Ramah, which I should have read. Well, let's wait a minute. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. Misha loy hiskim bahatara lididei loy huter. Shuvah Sarash. Really, give it to him. He's not masking. He's screaming. Well, I don't want to be masked in a cherim. So we say, okay, it's mutter for everybody. And it's not mutter for you. That's the Rosh. Now the Ramah says, im nostan reshus l'toyvei ho'ir, heim b'mokim kol ha'kohol. There's a concept of Toivei Ho'ir. Now, Toivei Ho'ir doesn't mean you arbitrarily decide who are the good people in town. But Toivei Ho'ir is the Gemara Megillah of Chavav, in the beginning of the third parak. And the Gemara talks about Shiva Toivei Ho'ir. The Shiva Toivei Ho'ir are something like the board of directors of a community. And they have an extreme kayach in that sugya. The Gemara there talks about selling a shul or svarim, as you know, you're not allowed to sell them. And even the cases where you're allowed to sell them, the money that the proceeds of the sale have the same kedusha as the origin. So let's say someone sells a shul in a changing neighborhood, and the money of the shul comes, you get $1 million for the shul, so that $1 million has kedusha space haknesses. It can only be used for a shul or svarim or something on a higher level of kedusha. Yet, and I'm reading to you from here in Yeridei, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Resh Pei Bei, Sif Yud Zayin, similar sif in the Archaim. Kol Masha Osa L'Shanoise L'Kedusha Kala. All the rules that you're not allowed to sell, change things to a lower kedusha. In machrua shiva toive yair b'mayim ben anshe yair mutter. If the seven toive yair sell it, now the word mayim ben anshe yair means that they're all there. Ramesh writes in the tshuva it means with their haskama that they give haskama of shiva toive yair to decide. Not only are they allowed to sell the shul or the tzibur possession, but also the money becomes chulin. Becomes totally mutter, which is an extraordinary kayach in of Sheva Taiveho here. Now, what's fascinating is that in Igros Moshe, in Chelik Beis of Archaim, Tshuva Mem Hei, Ramesh has numerous tshuvas about selling shuls. He says Sheva Taiveho here is only if there are at least seven members or more. If it's less than seven, it doesn't have a rule of Sheva Taiveho here, which is difficult to understand. It sounds like a Rishon, it's a takana. You got to go with the takana. Well, why should it be dafka shiva tovei ha'ir to sell a basic nesis? If the board of directors is six, why is that different than if the board of directors is seven? But Ramashan Emzan that you need seven. Maybe, I don't know, that since there's a takana of shiva tovei ha'ir, so if they set up a board of directors of seven or more, stama people mean to give them the kayach. Because I'll talk about shiva tovei ha'ir. I don't know. I don't know that the Hamay Nam knows that there's such a thing as Shiva Tavir. I want to note that here it doesn't say Shiva. Look in the Ramah. Not just a Tavir Yair. It doesn't say anything about Shiva, about the number seven. So the Gra says, K'mashav Yushalmi, the Megillah, Zayim, Ibnei Yair, V'chulim. So he brings the number seven. I don't remember Moshe Nemzon that seven is seven.
So Stami had a makar.
This presupposes that there's one shoe, one kohol, right? You say told by a year, that means for the year, not for the shoe.
So here I'm talking about a shul, selling a shul, but you're right. In the year, it would be, if it's a cherem on the city, it would be all the shuls together, I guess, that organized. And today it's unheard of that that all the communities in a city should get together. It's such a diverse community. You're talking about communities in Spain or in Russia that were there for generations. There was a sort of there were cities that were all, let's say, Ashkenaz or all Sfard or all had rules for the city that were generally uniform and. You know, that the change really with the spread of Hasidus was a big part of that change, and certainly with the World War I and the World War II, all the communities became dispersed.
Do they have a din in Shiva Tovia here, or do they have a din of Tzibur? Is the Shiva
Tovia
like the whole
Tzibur,
or is it a special thing?
The Shiva Tovia here are empowered by the Tzibur. That's what reminds me about here. It sounds, you see, it sounds more like it's part of the system that Chazal set up. It's hard to say that power of attorney needs seven. It sounds like a system that Chazal set up. In the Gemara of the Megillah, it says certain smaller things only need Gimel, a Bezmav of Gimel to decide. A major thing needs Shiva. It's interesting. The Gemara says, was it Rav Ashi or Rav Sheshes, it says that in my city, in my shul, I could decide because the people that gave money gave it to me, and I built the shul. It wasn't Shiva Taiva here. That Gemara. There are those who understand that a private shtievel in a house maybe is different. Maybe if somebody sets up a shul in his basement, so maybe it's different. It's not a community. It's a personal, it's a beis hashel yachid, which today might be a majority of shuls in Brooklyn.
This shul has more than seven board of directors. Is that extra?
Yeah, more than seven. Rav Moshe says seven or more. That's what he writes. That's all right. So now this is the idea. Now getting back to the main point of the sif, that you go bus arrive. It's interesting. Why do we go according to a majority? Like in America, majority rules is one of the basic ideas of democracy. Is that you go bus a majority? The truth is, majority is not a logical thing. I hate to say it, but. It really makes no sense why an intelligent person should have the same vote as somebody who's a drunk and sleeps on the Bowery to make public policy. You know, it really doesn't make sense that the public decision should be made that way. In the Torah, it doesn't work. When you set up a melech by Klal Yisrael, you need to see, you go bus a roiv of the Sanhedrin, not roiv of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't vote for the melech. You know, why should I think in America somebody in jail doesn't vote? Is that true?
If you have a certain someone, conviction.
Certain convictions, he doesn't vote.
But they're undoing that.
Who, only Democrats undo it because. What?
That's why you have the electoral college.
The electoral college.
People who vote for you.
In theory. In theory, electoral college is made for that.
It used to be in the colonies only landed people were allowed.
Okay, anyway, I don't mean to get into the politics. Let's forget what I just said. It says here, you go bus a ride. What's the rule of right? Yes? They can sell the shul and use the money for chayil. So that's the kayach of Shiva Tovia year. The money was spent on Kedusha originally with the condition, with the understanding that Shiva Tovia year could be Mishana. That's the Chiddush.
They can pocket the money.
No, the money belongs to the Tzibur. It doesn't belong to them. The money doesn't, they don't, no. They're deciding by Haskama Seir. They can decide that all members should divide it, but they can't pocket it. They can't use it for personal trips. The money doesn't belong to them. They're not a steal. The money belongs to the Tzibur. It's still Mamish Shel Tzibur. What? Yeah, the whole Tzibur is masking. Now, the Gra Tzechen Tzua Rajba. On this simin that Yagobas arrived. That Rajba is in Horius. And it's in a sugya of Parhel and Dovish Shel Tzibur. Daf Yomi is going to come to Horius soon. One of the hardest parts of Daf Yomi, the first few blad of Horius. people come to Iris all excited, you know, they have a seam in 2 weeks. The first few blad are very
line,
difficult.
After 8 days,
okay. Well, you tell me your experiences, but not a second if in the seventh is easier, but beginning is difficult. There's a concept of parhel and davish l'tzibur. Now, there the Sanhedrin brings a carbon. There's a sugya in the Gemara. What's the case there? The Sanhedrin paskin b'shoigeg incorrectly, and they caused an issacharis for Rav Tzibur, Rav Shevet, whatever the rules are. So they have to bring a carbon. What about the person in Sanhedrin that didn't vote? He didn't vote. He said, you're wrong. He voted correctly, but he was outvoted. He was outvoted. So why does he bring a carbon? So there's a sugya on this in the Gemara. Gemara deals with Gzeres HaKasus. The Rashba there says, why the Gzeres HaKasus? Because Lulei Gzeres HaKasus, we say Rubai Kekulai. That if there's no special, we say Rubai Kekulai, meaning that if Rav Sanhedrin Paskins, the whole Sanhedrin Paskin. That's Rubai Kekulai. The Gros says that Rashba is the Makar for this din. That when Roy votes, Rubai Kekulai, it's like they all voted. Even though he voted against them, he has to chip into the parallel and Davish Al Tzibur. There's a Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas. He says, we learn Raiv out of the Sanhedrin. We learn two things. Halkanach HaRaiv and Rubai Kekulai. There are two concepts. Halkanach HaRaiv and Rubai Kekulai. Well, what are the two concepts? He says the following. So let's say Bezin gets a Shiloh. And let's say Sanhedrin gets a Shiloh. And Sanhedrin of 70. And 40 Paskin one way, 30 Paskin the other way. So Halkanach HaRaiv means the halacha is like the rive. The din is like the rive. There was a 40 say one way and 30 say the other way. We paskin like the 40. What's Rubai Kekulai? Rubai Kekulai is there are times that you need a psak of a bezdin of 70. If 40 would get together and paskin, it wouldn't be a psak. You need a bezdin of 70 for certain things. You need a bezdin of 23 for certain. You need a bezdin of 3. Even if you need a bezin of 3, if 2 vote one way, you don't have a bezin of 3. So that is Rubai Kekulai. Halkanach HaRaiv says the two are probably correct. Rubai Kekulai is now you have a psak of a bezin of 3 or a bezin of 23 or a bezin of 70. Rubai Kekulai means you have a psak from this bezin of 70. So they all have to pay for the Param Davish Al Tzibur. It's a bezin of 70 that paskin. That's the rule of Rubai Kekulai. You follow? Halkanach HaRaiv is the assumption that the Raiv is right. That's not enough. You need Rubai Kekulai to say you have a psak from a bezdin of 70.
Right. If you have a bezdin that's of only 2, that said the same thing, so you have 2, that doesn't work.
Yeah. You need, right. You need a bezdin of 3.
You have to have an
entity. No, it's like you want a lane. You have 6 or 7, whatever the number is, a chayiv in laning. And 3, you heard laning already. So you're allowed a lane. That's not Halkanach HaRaiv. It's no machlokes here. That's Rubai Kekulai. If you have 10 people and Raiv are Mechoyiv in laning, you can take out a Sefer Torah in lane. If Raiv Chayiv Chazar Sashat, you can do Chazar Sashat because Rubai Kekulai. You understand? It's a din that Raiv is like everybody. It's not that the Raiv is right. The Raiv is right is the rule of Halkanach HaRaiv. That when the Beis Yosef brings Rishayim and he says Raiv Rishayim hold one way, that's Halkanach HaRaiv. Not Rubai Kekulai. Rubai Kekulai is that you have a minion of 10. If you only have 7, that's not a minion of 10. You still don't have a minion. You need 10. If 7 or 6 are Mechayiv, then it's Mechayiv all of them. So that's the rule of Rubai Kekulai. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva, let's say you go to shul, you have 7 people, they don't have laning. They get off the airplane and they run to shul to hear laning. It's a Monday or a Thursday. They walk in. They just finished davening. There are 50 people in shul. They run in. They say, do me a favor. Let's lay. They take out a Sefer Torah. Ramesh says, you can't lay. You have 7 out of 50. That's not Rubai Kekulai. You have 50 people in shul. And 7 are Mechayiv and lady. You can't lay. You have to send 40 of them out. And be left with 10 or 11 or 12 or even 13. Then Rubai Kekulai. Then you have Rubai Kekulai is that when you have a chaticha of a group, that rive of them, it's like all of them. That's the idea of Rubai Kekulai.
What about Chazal's majority rule?
It's a huge kiddush, but it makes sense once you hear it. It's not, you see, majority rules is Halchanach HaHarayv. Halchanach HaHarayv means majority rules, means that when the majority say something, we follow their ruling. We say what they say is correct. But that's not Rubei Kekulai. Rubei Kekulai, when you have three people who heard Leinig already and seven who didn't, there's no majority rules. There's no difference of opinion among them.
40 voted one way.
And 30 the other.
So
there are two rules that we learn from Sanhedrin. This is Reb Chaim's klal. One is that when you have 40 and 30, we assume the 40 are correct. Maybe the 30 are correct. It's possible. But we are, that's Halchanach HaHarayv. The psak is like the 40. Now, if you're asking an opinion, so 40 and 30, you follow 40. What happens if the halacha requires a psak din? You're deciding where Rosh Chodesh is, or you're deciding to give someone Misa. So 40 people can give someone Misa. I mean, 23 can, but Rive can't. You need a bezin of 23. You need a bezin of 70. Rubai Kekulai says that it's like all 70 paskin that way. The psak came from a bezin of 70. Rubai Kekulai. The psak came. No, because majority rules means if the majority votes and the miut stay home, we follow the majority. But in Bezdin, it wouldn't work. If 30 stayed home and 40 voted, it wouldn't be a psak of a Bezdin of 70. Okay.
What about Chasaris HaShas? If you have a Chasaris HaShas,
yeah.
You're in a shul, say 20 people there. Do you need to have...
If ten achayiv, you don't need Rubei Kekulai. Ten achayiv. If you have,
they got 20.
So what's the shaila?
Well, some people say you have six people finished that we could start Chazaras Hashas.
That's a totally separate shaila. People in Mishmanis account for the minyan. So it's two sheetahs in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to have at least nine. Since one person sleeping counts, which happens occasionally this morning, Echad Yashen counts, so Mimela, the Mishnah Berurah says it's enough nine. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. There is a sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, that's enough six.
Nine.
But this is separate, it has nothing to do with this Rubei Kekulai Marav, we rely on this. What? Six out of 11, or 10. So my shawls? Okay. Okay.
The
what? So what does the Gemara mean? He's mechuyev, and he's not mechuyev. I assume that they have to, but we can look it up. It's very stuff given. Yes. Rad? So he says you need Rubei Kekulai. You have to have Rive of that group that's there. Rubei Kekulai means you have a control group, and Rive of that group is one way. No, you go by majority of any group. You take a group, you go by majority. You see everyone raise your hand. Who's chayiv to bench? Who's chayiv to lane? Who's chayiv to do chazaras hashas? Like what? Ramesha paskins that way. I don't know that everyone I agree it's a chiddush, but Ramesha says that. It makes sense to me. Okay, anyway, my point wasn't Ramesha's chiddush. My point was the Gra says it's a rule of Rubei Kekulai. Now, I want to make the following point, which either you chap or you won't chap, because it has to do with a lot of the yeshiva shetayra and yavamis. I'll tell you a fascinating chakira that we clarify when we learn yavamis. Nothing to do with yibum. As you know, in Yevamis there's the sugya of the Bezdin of Shammai and the Bezdin of Hillel. Shammai did like that way, and Hillel did like that way. And the Shaila of Beis Shammai said, we're Mechadid Yitfei. Even though Beis Hillel was most, was smarter. So we should follow us. And Beis Hillel, the attack is smarter, but you go Basarai. So it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. So the Chakira that we always clear in the yeshivas is what does it mean when the Torah says Achri Rabim Lahatas? So what does it mean? Let's say, just to pick an example that would be easy, let's say there's a machlokes, there's a certain fats of chelev and treif, or shuman and kosher, a regular kosher shad. Say, go to Bezdin, and whatever Bezdin, a Bezdin of 3, a Bezdin of 23, And Rav Bezdin says, let's say it's kosher, and Miut says it's treif. So we pass can like the Rav. Why? Why? If you have machlekes, you go to the Sanhedrin Gedaila, and that psak counts. Caleb is Karis. So you go bust to the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagazis. So you go bust the Rav. So you have a Sanhedrin of 70, 40 say kosher, and 30 say treif. So there are two ways to learn why you go bust to the 40. One way to learn is they're probably right. Most likely you have the 70 Gedaila Hadar. And 40 say one way, 30 say the other way. We assume that they're correct, that they were Makavan Elamis. After all, you have, out of 70, you have 40 possibilities that they're right, 30 possibilities they're wrong. And statistically, we say probably the 40 are right. Well, no. We don't know who's right. The 30 could be right, the 40 could be right. The Torah said, Hochadach HaRoiv, even if Klapishma Yigalia, they're wrong. Halacha is nikva by, they create the halacha. Roiv makes the din. Roiv is kaveya the din. It has nothing to do with who's right in Shemai. Within the bounds of the Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpan, as long as they go with the rules, a roiv creates, they shaf Torah, they make Torah, the 40. Now very often we talk about the Beishami Mechadid Itfei. Beishami said, we, Govas us, was smarter. If you learn the first way, it can make sense. If you assume the 40 are right against the 30, so if the 30 are b'chadid itfei, however you measure that, they have an argument. But if you go that it's gzeres hakosuv, that the 40 shaf the din, they create the din, then that's the din. So nafkamina there is, if you're a member of the minority, 40 say kosher, 30 say treif. If you should be machmer like your own shita, if you say the 40 are probably right, and you feel they're wrong, so you should be machmer like your own shita. If Torah, for yourself, you should be machmer, not for others. But if the 40 shaf Torah, if the din is that achiram lahates means they shaf the halacha, unless they're a Torah, it's var mishnah. But if it's Torah Yisrael, they shaf the halacha, then it makes no sense for the yachid to be machmer to himself. It's a ritzvah clears these two siddur devinis thing. They were not a Sanhedrin, separate cities. That's something else. What? So Tosis says it's no proof. Rabbi of truth from Shemayim. So Tosis says Mishum Kfaydei Shel Rebbe Eliezer. It's not a raya, it was emes, but Mishum Kfaydei Shel Rebbe Eliezer, it didn't show anything because he Shemayim Mishum Kfaydei. They listened to him. It doesn't prove the halacha. That's the Gemara says. Rabbi Shemayim. That's what Tosis explains. Could be. Anyway, my point I want to make is this. Now I said we're going to finish. The point I want to make is this. Now this is a regular, the yeshivish hakiris and yavamis. I say yeshivish, I don't mean yeshivish, I'm a chassin of Klaus the Shaila. And there's a ritva in yavamis, I vaguely remember that talks about it. If you're going to have such a hakira, how does it fit here? Here, when you have a cherim at Sibur, and Roiv want to take it off, and Amir don't, the logic doesn't follow. There's no right and wrong. There's a decision that the Tzibur makes. There's no right and wrong in a Tzibur. There's no, the 40 are probably right, or the 7, 4 are probably right, 3 are probably wrong. The whole Chakira doesn't make sense here. This Chakira, that the 4, they're right, has nothing to do with Roiv over here. Roiv here is a public policy. It's a decision that's Makana Labo. You're not by darshaning the Torah. You're very hard to understand. So what I want to say is that's what the Gra brings, Rubai Kekulai. If we ask Holchenach HaRoiv, that the Roiv is right, so you could declare it. The Gra says, no, look at the Rajma. It's us Rubai Kekulai, two different things. Holchenach HaRoiv is a shmuz about who's right, who's wrong. So Tak has no shakas here. There's no shakas to hear. When the Zayin Tevi Yair vote, or the Tzibah votes on policy, on the Davin Nusach, Ashken, and Davin Sarai, there's no right and wrong. It's just what the Tzibah wants to do. So that's why the Gra says in Sudas Rajma that it's us Rubai Kekulei. It's nothing to do with right and wrong. Rubai Kekulei is that if Roiv take off the Cherim, it's like they all took off the Cherim. That's the concept of rule by good rule.
Why the individuals that went against it have to
so according to this, it's why do the individuals have to go along? I assume, and I leave it open. I don't want to get sidetracked more than what I just said. I couldn't resist discussing this very sadistic shadow. The Gishma, that's what he's asking. The Rosh says that the Yachid is Lidina Eloi Hutter. So I'm not sure if that's Ath Kabbalah's Yachid or not. I don't know. It's a good question. What? Yeah, the Rajva Paral David. It's Al Tzuba Kikulai. Take my word. There's still Al Tzuba Kikulai. And if you want, you can look it up. It's okay, let's move to Sif Lamed Beis. There was a different story. There was different. He thought he made a mistake in Metzias. Okay. Lamed Beis. Kivad shaloi nahagu linag ima oiver alaskamas hakal kedin mukhrim. The minig is, even if the tziba makes a cherim, and someone does differently, really, he should be in Chayrim. Being in Chayrim means you're not allowed to walk in his Dalar Amis, you're not allowed to do business with him, you can't count him to Minyan. But Yesh Lor Loimah Das Minik Azeh Heim Saknim, and Moshe Zubu Feirish, Yinu Gubay Din Mukhram. Stamazoi, when they make a Chayrim nowadays, they don't mean to treat someone who's Iver like a Mukhram. I mean, it's not a good thing to be Iver to Chayrim, but Kedei Kach, you can't walk in his Dalar Amis, you can't count him to Minyan, that he says we don't say. Now, I want to come back to this in a minute. I just would like to learn the next sif, and then we'll talk about it. So I'd like to get to the Ramban. There's a Ramban and a Ramban I want to get to, and my eyes on the clock. So let's learn what says in Shulchan Aruch, and then I'll explain. Lamed Gimel. Listen to this. The power of a tzibur once upon a time. Hanishba shaloi likonis b'tikonis haklal kahal. So makes a shvua, he's not following the tzibur. Have a shvua shav. Val karche chalolov takonas hakol. V'meinidai k'vaisav nichshol b'cheirim takonosam. It doesn't help, even he swore. He made a shvua, he's going to, I don't know, he's going to say yaitzris. Or something that the kalbe, I don't think they make a cheirim on yaitzris, to be an example. But not to marry, they'll marry two women. He swore, marry two women. And now Bezin says, cheirim edu gershim comes along, makes a cheirim. So even though he made a shvua, it's ice. Now, the Chayim is violating a deraisa here. Right. He has no power to go out of it. Rabbah, v'afil nishmal ezadav, v'shaloi l'gal oisai. Even if they swore that to reveal something, v'akhat nosol of Chayim, and if they made a Chayim, they should be megala. Chayim lahagid, barik. V'lo yuchal shum adam loimer loy shabati ha-Chayim. And no one could be excluded from the Chayim, afa pish loy shabai klal, afilu hachi chal Chayim at sibur al kol adam. You hear this? Even if he's not aware of it. But Tzibur, Shagaz Ruchel, Ma'kov, De Irab, Kulab, Bechlal, El Face of Shaydois, De Basim, even those that don't pay taxes, you think they get off the hook. Va'as Alab, Al Kharme, Habakkab, Kozmachu, Betchuba, Ir, and it's binding.
So,
Mechaber says, yeah, very big thing. Right, so here, I want to read to you a Ramban. I personally have no idea why none of the Mefarshim here that I've seen bring the Ramban. There are very few Mefarshim in the Achrayinim and Hilchos Nedarim. But there's a Ramban which is the Yesod for Dinei Chayrim. And I have to tell you, for learning Nach, it's a Yesodistic Ramban for many Sugis in Nach that he brings. This is the last Ramban in Parshas B'chu Kaisai, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chav Zay, Pasuk Chav Tes. The pasuk there says, "Kol cheirim ashiyuch min ha'adam." What's the end of the pasuk? It says something, and that's the mais yumas. It says the lashon of a cheirim, somebody who violates a cheirim is chayim mitzvah. So Rashi learns that means somebody who's yaitzel laharek, somebody who's supposed to be killed, and he says erki olai, so he doesn't have to pay anything because he's not worth anything. Rashi, that's how Rashi brings the pshat in the pasuk. The Ramban brings Lashon Rashi and he disagrees very strongly. The Ramban has a shita that this pasuk is megalatas that the tzibur, now he's not talking about each community, he's not the tzibur of Klal Yisrael has the power to make a cherim and even give people misa for violating the cherem. And even give people misa for violating the cherem. And Rabban's shita is that that's the yisoid of Meirid B'malchus Chayav Misa. Because it's a din of the tzibor. The power is given to the tzibor, or the melech represents the tzibor, to make such a cherem. He says, Tanya, he brings a brisa, Ba'agoda B'yalamdeinu. It's one of the, it's in Yalkut Shemayini. Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, HaCherem HuHashvua, HaShvua HaCherem, and SheYavesh Gilad Ovural HaCherem V'Neskayvu Misa. By the story of Pelegish Begiva, they went and killed out a whole city. Because they tried to kill out a whole city. At the end they did. Because they were on a cherem. They were on a cherem at Tzibor. And not only that, L'chein Ani Omer, this is the Ramban. I told you before, the Rajba says, I don't know the Makar for this whole parasha. The Ramban says, L'chein Ani Omer, Min hakosav hazeh yotza lehem hadin zeh shel kol melech b'Yisrael l'Sanhedrin gedayla b'mayim kol Yisrael yesh lam reshus b'mishpatim v'im yachrimu al ir lihilochem aleha o yachrimu al davar ha'ivar alav chayim misa. He says that they have a power to make a cherim ad kedei kach, to give misa, certainly to give lesser einshim. He says that's the pshat by Yonasan shom al yaviv. You know the story of Yonasan. They made a cherem, no one's going to eat. And Yonasan wasn't there. Yonasan wasn't there, but chlau. And Yonasan ate from the sugar that was growing. But he ate from the whatever it was, and then he swore the chayiv misa. It says the tzibur said, Yonasan yomas, asha'asa, yeshua, ha'gadayla, zayis b'yisrael, chalila, v'yiftua, v'si Yonasan, v'loi meis. So how that works, why was Yonasan chayav misa? He wasn't aware of it. How could he be chayav misa? Then he goes to a long arichus about Yiftach and his daughter. That how could, yeah, why should Yiftach's daughter be chayav misa? He brings the Ben Ezra, who says that it wasn't chayav misa, she went to learn out. That's what we always teach, because it's hard to teach children that they killed his daughter. So we teach, no, they went, she lived on top of the mountain, she was separated from people, that's Ibn Ezra's pshat. So he brings the pshat, and he says, Al tiya nifta behevlei Rav Avram, hoy mekipirish aliseyu, oyla, loymer, miya hayetzim dalsi besi, isha isha, vayel Hashem kodesh, yaparishim darchei, so he says, don't listen to that. It's not the Al Yeh Nifta Bahavle Rabbeinu Avram. But he says that she was Chayav Misa. He made a Cherem. And why it's exactly a Cherem, I'm not sure. It's an Arichos. My point is this. The Ramban here has a Chiddush. He says that the Koyach HaCherem is Gzeres HaKosav. It's a din that the Tzibur has a power. Not only Misa. Misa is the extreme. But to do any takana they want, they make a takana, you're not allowed to walk in someone's dalat amis, the makar is from here. All the chermei tzibur are here. Now, it's not clear to me, this is talking to tzibur of Klal Yisrael, the Melech, the Sanhedrin. How does it apply to every community? I'm not sure how it applies to every community. But this would seem to be a makar for this whole discussion. For this discussion. Now, there's a second piece to this, and that's in the Rambam. Yeah, certain. Yeah, the Rambam counts 24 people that are chayiv cherem nidoy medina de gemara. Those rabbanim made a takana in different gemaras. The Rambam collects it from all over Shas that certain people are chayiv nidoy. They chayiv to be in cherem. There's a machlokes Taisvis and the Rambam, Taisin Kedushin Daf Chav Ches, who says that these 24 people, there's a chiyav on Bezdin to put them in Cherem. But the Magid Mishnah says in the Rambam, no, they're already in Cherem. The Chazal set up, anybody who violates these things is chayav in Cherem. Chayav Cherem means you're not allowed to walk in his Dalet Amis. He can't count to Minyan and Shul. You're not allowed to do business with him. He's not allowed to take a haircut. You're not allowed to bathe. I'll go to Beis Americans. And it's scary. You read the Esra V'Abar Devarim, Aleph, Hamavazah Sachachem, and Philalach Hamaisai. You argue who's a Chachem, but Hamavazah Sachachem. Hamavazah Shliach Bezdin, which happens occasionally. Hakaru Lachaveri Eved. Today they have different words. The Rambam says it's chayim cherim. Now you can't count of a minion. Hey, hamizalful bedavar echa bedivrei seifer. They start playing bedivrei tyrant. Someone says Chazal didn't know. You know, they never saw elephants, or they never saw whatever it was. They don't know the mitzias. They didn't know the mitzias. Mizalzel. If he says he has a kashas, that's part of learning. But to say mizalzel and Chazal, you know, if they would have known society today, they would have said a man can't control the get, the wife controls. They wouldn't have said mizalzel, but divrei chachamim. Mizchayim. It doesn't say if you mizalzel means in the words. It doesn't mean you're over on every drabbana. It goes to 24 things. Hamed al Yisrael berkoi shalayv de kechavim shalay kedin Yisrael. It's rather once by Rav Moshe, someone asked him if he could say testimony in court. So Rav Moshe told him, if the testimony is something that the result is up, he did. As if Reuven stole from Shimon, you say Reuven stole from Shimon, he's going to have to pay him back, then it's okay. But shalay up, he did. You know, put him in jail, which is now up, he did. So you now say testimony. So it lists here 24 things. There's a stipler in the Kilas Yaakov Moed Katan Daf Hei. He says, "Ein lanu yadayim v'raglayim v'beis hamedrash." It says a list of these 24 things. He says, "In shul, how do you know you can count the bezin? They're automatically in cherim. How do you know you can count? Somebody one time is over, a cherim has to come off on the bezin. Someone's over on any of these things one time, and hamach shel seiver. One of them is somebody's over on lechnei iver." So he's over. And the Ravid says, Kagain, you want to hear an example of the neighbor? Kagain, Hamake Espinoi Hagadol. Someone who hits an adult child. Wow. How old is an adult? It's the age that he would hit back. The Gemara says, I once collected what age? Over the generations, it gets younger. Yeah. And these Rishonim there say 24 years old, 22 years old. You find already the Ramah, I think, a younger age, you know. An age where they might hit back, you're not allowed to hit him, even if he doesn't hit back. So such a person, the stipler says he can't count a minion. You're not walking his dollar davis. You can't do business with him. So what do? You do? He says, we have no way of handling. You should see the stipler. He struggles with this sif about charavim. And go to a grocer. You have a grocer who's a mizalzim divrei chachamim. He's not from, and he's mizalzim divrei chachamim. So you're not got such a grocer. You know, I do business with him. So the stipler really struggles with it. He says, maybe kakatum takantum. Since everyone's over cheirim, you can do business with the other guy. You're over, he's over, you can all do it. So he said, because he mentions one of them is Amaiti Zerul of Atala, is one of them. That's chayim cheirim. So he says, everyone can do it. He says, not true. He brings from the Baha'i, the Bera Gaila, and Simi Shalom Adalid, that one cheirim and another cheirim person also can't do business together. Can't do business together.
But then
so the stipler ends, Sarach Leimer, that the minig is like Taisvis, that if Bezdin didn't make the cheirim, then it's not an automatic cheirim. That's what he says, Sarach Leimer. At a kasha, because in Simon Chav Ches and Evan Ezer, it says the Farish like the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, by one of these charamim. It says the Farish differently. Someone is
Kaddish. Ashkenazim can follow Taisvis.
Okay, I don't know. My point is, you talk about cheirim, there's no charamim today. But it's not so simple. There were communities that made charamim on someone who's mekadesh a isha bli minyan. There were communities in Europe where people took advantage of young girls. They took advantage of young girls. They bought them an ice cream, and they're over 12. They bought them a dress. They were nice to them, and then they gave them a ring and said, "I am mekadeshesli," and it caused a lot of problems in these communities. There were communities where they made a cherim, anybody has mekadesh isha without minyan. The Ramah brings this in probably some Chav Ches or Chav Tes in the Hilchas Kedushin. It made such a cherim.
You mean it doesn't work?
So there was a big machloikis in Europe. If the cherim could make that the Kedushin is not chal, or just someone who does it is chayav nidui, do they have a power to undo the Kedushin? That was the big machloikis in Europe. The Marik has a tshuva where Yishrayz Gevalt that you can't do it. You can't be Mavatal Kedushin. The Kedushin is a Kedushin. Especially, it's not a Cherem of Klal Yisrael. It's a Cherem of a community. It says you can't undo Kedushin. And Meis Yosef brings a Tashbatz that says that you could undo the kedushin. If that was part of the takana, was that if they do it, it's not chal, that you could undo it. I mention all this because we spent 9-10 sifim, the one more sif, on inyanei cheirim. I started by saying not negair today because we have no power to make haramim in our communities, but the cheirim was a powerful tool that Chazal had to stop many of the things that bedevil a community. That I mean, it is trust in the leaders of a community, and they make such a cheirim, so then it has a key for us. What happened eventually was the haramim on people made the people more famous. Yeah. And made them victims, and therefore, it came to an end after a certain period of time.
People can't understand today for people that don't
want to do it yet. The main thing is on the walls, on the posters. We call them a Masarev Ledin, yeah. But that you can't walk in his Dalet Amis, is that what they make a Takana? So that's not a Cheirim. Imagine if we had the power to make a Cheirim, a proper Cheirim. It would be.
What's happening on this year? Would like come in?
Sif Lamedal, the last Sif, in Miksa Sakal, Meicha Baskama, Kimit Shemir, Eimayel HaMechasam, Mecha of a Miyot doesn't work. So you're supposed to go bus arrive. Again, how it plays out, I don't know. Today in Eretz Yisrael, they're among from a Yidden public policy decisions, and there are groups. There are groups hold this way, groups hold that way. If the Halavai, there would be a world where everyone could follow one thing. It would give a kayach. So this is Chafei Lamed Dalid Hilchas Cheirim, a separate parasha unto itself. Lamed Hey, we'll learn next week. Somebody asked me about a tzibur, the kayach of a tzibur. Make a shvur that's chal on your children. So that's Sif Lamed Hey, we'll do in Yisrael next week.